Do you know those situations where you ask a friend to do you a favor? Maybe you have family coming in from out of town and needs a ride back from the airport, so you call up a good friend, and you can tell immediately from the silence at the other end, the pause, the hesitation, they don't want to do it. They can't do it. It doesn't work out for them. So you say, forget it. Thank you very much for considering it. I'll ask somebody else. And they insist, no, please, I'm going to work it out. And you say, no, really, it's not a big deal. I'll ask somebody else. But they insist. And by the time you hang up the phone, you're left with this overwhelming sense that you are a burden on their life, that you tremendously inconvenience them and disturb whatever it is that they wanted to otherwise be doing, and you just wish I wouldn't have asked in the first place. In the beginning of this week's parsha, Hashem tells Moshe to put out a call for a collection to build the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the place that will house Hashem's presence in the desert. And this particular capital campaign was unique, and that you had to actually qualify to be able to give to it. And the way that you would qualify would not be based on your bank account, it was based on your heart, how much you wanted to give to it, how much you desired to be part of the project. As the Torah says, you can take money only from somebody who is asher yidvenu libo, whose heart motivates him, whose heart inspires him. As Rashi says, ratzon tov, you have a good desire, you want to be part of it. Because Hashem says, I don't need your gold. I don't need your silver. I don't need your copper to build myself a home. All that I want from you is the relationship. I want you to want to be part of building my home for me. And if you want to be part of that, I welcome your gift. But if it's a burden for you, if you'd really rather not, please, don't do me any favors, Hashem says. Keep your money to yourself. I only want it if you want to be part of this. As parents, we spend our lives giving to our children. From the time that they're young, making them lunches and snacks, driving them throughout the neighborhood, spending hours and hours with them, schmoozing with their emotional needs as they get older. And our children know, as well as we do, whether or not, as we give to them, we're giving to them with a sense that they're a burden and a disruption, or we're giving to them because we love them, and we give out of love and out of a great desire to be involved. And it's something that the smallest sigh or groan or roll of the eyes that says, I really don't want to be doing this. This is a tremendous burden for me. And children need to hear from us and see from us, even when they make the request and we say, I can't do it right now. I'm not available. I'll do it later. But when we do it, when we drive them to where their friend's house or pick them up from the game or do whatever the other thousands of things that we do, that at the moment that we're actually doing it for them and we're spending the time anyway, that at those moments they get the sense of an ediv lev, of somebody who's motivated, somebody who's inspired, somebody who loves to be doing this for their children. Because they're not a distraction or a disturbance. They are our lives. These are our children. And when we have the time to do things for them, while we're doing it, do it in a way that says, I love doing this. That's the type of home that Hashem says, I want to dwell in. And that's the type of home that our children desire to dwell in. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.